Hello everybody, thank you for joining us on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Yes, thank you. Yes, this is the new podcast series on Creating a Beautiful World. We're going to be doing these somewhat regularly, including the videos as well. And this is Peaceful Village, Raw Vegan Healing Community. I'm Michael Landfield. Thank you for joining me today. If you want to know more about Peaceful Village, don't forget to visit peaceful-village.com. I'm in nature, and this is beautiful. It's beautiful here. I'm just looking at a morete plant. Wow. And so many other amazing things happening here. Yes, it's slower than usual, but today I have, and I'm just walking today, so you might hear my footsteps a bit, but I just want to talk a little bit about, very short, about intentional communities, especially a little bit about ours, but generally about intentional communities and why it's so important to be in communities. Well, there's many reasons, and I'm not going to list 10 to number one. I'm not going to list the best to the worst or worst to the best, but I'm going to just tell people a few reasons why intentional communities are very vital to join, especially vegan communities, because veganism, as you know, is imperative, the baseline. This is what we need to do. It's an ethical lifestyle. It means not harming any living being. In fact, of course, it just mentions animals, but we include all living beings, not harming any living being. It's extension. And then the extension of Eden Fruitarianism is really about extending that to plants and just seeing the uniqueness and the beauty and in plants also. So, intentional communities is a bunch of hippies that want to live in the forest. Is that correct? Well, somewhat, but let's look further into this. Not everyone must be a hippie, nor do we want to be a hippie, nor I don't really even know what a hippie is, but they dress kind of funny with tie-dye shirts and with peace shirts from the 60s and 70s. But hey, that's not who we are. But anyways, we're peace loving nature lovers. We're here, and at the moment we're only two community members, myself and Aurora. And we live in nature. And there's different types of intentional communities. It really depends. The intentional community is really a very, very broad kind of a category, very broad ideology. It can include so many different things. I'm not going to say what exactly an intentional community is, but a community is basically where everyone comes into one commune. So it's really about coming together as a family, soul family, and there's some kind of intention behind that community. Now we have six intentions. I'm not going to mention them, they're on the website. So six intentions of why. Also, it's in our book, The Way We Live, our handbook. So But anyways, we have the six intentions, why, yeah. Anyway, the main thing about intentional communities is that people come together, like-minded people. We have support, they have support, and they have caring and love and everything. And for the most part, there are two types of communities. One that still relies somewhat on the system. So for the medical industry, if they get injured or hurt or snake bite or what have you, they will go to a hospital or to the doctor. They will rush somebody there. Some intentional communities are in cities, in urban areas. Some are in suburban areas in nature. Rural areas. Or suburban or rural areas, yeah. So most intentional communities, from my knowledge, are more in nature. Yeah. So what we do is we're not that first category where we go, you know, we are out in nature, or we're in the city or somewhere in the suburbs, where basically we rely somewhat. We still grow our own food, some of our own food at least. We have housing, we have community structure. There's of course more than this. There's more types than this for sure, but I'm just telling you the two main types of communities. So one which is still relying for their entire life on society in some way. If it's the medical industry, or if it's to do with fire, or if it's to do with whatever, they still somewhat rely on the system, buying their food and so forth. And communities like ourselves, for example, we're still relying right now on the system because we're not completely self-sustainable. But we are growing all of our own food as much as we possibly can. So the whole idea is that we want to transition completely away from society. We don't want any reliance on society. So we're going to be completely anarchist. Now, there are, of course, to some degrees, communities like this, but they still somewhat rely on the system, on society and culture, for legality kind of stuff within the system. So like registering our children, renewing our passports, doing all these kinds of things. Now, as an anarchist community, we don't want any part of this, you know. We're free because we're not citizens, we're not persons. So we are sovereign beings with the right to move wherever we please. So that is the key with us. So we go further. We're an anarchist community. And I don't know any place, any kind of system or any kind of intentional community that is completely anarchist and non-conforming. So non-conforming would be non-conforming to traditions, culture, beliefs of society and so forth. So we walk naked everywhere, we don't shave our beards, our pubic hairs, except of course if they get too long, sometimes we need to trim them. Under armpits. So shaving is then there's of course nakedness and barefootism, and there's many other aspects that we just don't conform. We don't conform to holidays, we don't conform to, you know, anything like Christmas or Halloween or New Year's or all this kind of stuff. We don't conform to it. Now, we still, to some degree, we still use the Gregorian calendar, because everybody uses that. And in order to communicate and tell people where to meet, when to meet, what we're doing this day, what we're doing that day, we need, of course, some kind of calendar. So we're using at the moment the Gregorian calendar, but we're learning what alternatives there are, what alternatives there are for so many different things. Yeah, we're also nonconformists in a way, because we're transitioning away from the system. We're trying to do everything as not what culture and people believe, not what society is doing. So basically the holidays, I guess it would just be the holidays and how we live our lives differently. So that's what we do. And the handbook that we have, The Way We Live, actually goes more into detail. So if people want to learn more, they can fill out one of the application forms. And if you feel that those people are ready to come join us in Peaceful Village as a guest. So we have guest days, we have volunteer opportunities, and we also have opportunities to become community members. So if you want to become a community member, you can stay as a volunteer or as a guest in our place. At the moment, we just have kind of, we don't have many infrastructures. And we don't have many furnishings also. So we're kind of in the beginning, very beginning stages. We have basically on one part of the land called Tierra Libertad, we have two kind of building structures. One is a camping site and one is kind of a small cabin that we're utilizing at the moment. So those are the two structures. Basically, one where the intentional community still utilizes, or they have intention to utilize, some of the amenities of society, of culture. And then there are those that go further and remove themselves from the system completely, either partially or completely. So then there's different types of intentional communities, like with their diet, for example, diet or lifestyle or way of living. So some of them might eat everything. They're accepting to all kinds of different people, all kinds of different religions, all kinds of different diets, all kinds of different lifestyles and ways of living. But they have usually a common thread or a like-mindedness. And a lot of them have usually spirituality, some type of spirituality as a basis, unless they are a religious community. So they also can be an intentional community, religious community, such as a Christian community or Hare Krishna community or what have you. So we don't say that any one of these communities are better or worse than others, you know. Ultimately, people are getting together in intentional communities for basically one reason, because they want to be with like-minded people in their own place, and they want to be somewhat more self-sustainable. In fact, most intentional communities want to be as self-sustainable as much as possible. But I've noticed that there are some intentional communities that actually still want to rely on society, still want to rely on going to towns or cities and supporting, you know, that kind of system. And we don't want that. We don't want to be a part of the system anymore. We want to be out of the system. So that is why we're growing as much food as we can, as quickly as we can. And we're always needing volunteers. Always we're in need of volunteers all the time. Also some guests. So, and also don't donations as well, because we are running mostly on donations, and soon we're going to be earning some funds through the services and the things that we sell or we have in Peaceful Village. So we're going to have a book, for example, called The Way We Live, The Way We Heal, and that is going to be all about holistic healing and our healing center and all this kind of thing. And then we're going to have also guest stays. We're going to have also healing program. People can take the program right now, and it's going to be much, much less expensive. It's going to be, everything is based on donation, so minimum donation. So this is the key. What else to tell you about intentional communities? Really, there's so much to tell you about intentional communities. You know, some intentional communities are completely legal structures, so they go through the government or through some kind of source, through some kind of societal structure, legal entity. We want nothing to do with that. We don't want to be a legal entity. We're not a legal entity. We're not a business. We are an intentional community. We're not a business. We're not making money here. This is all based on donations. You know, everything what we take in is a donation. All the material goods that we take in, all the fiat currency or other currencies that we take in, are all donations. So we're not an entity. We're not a business. We're not a company. We're not a corporation. We're not any of these things. We're not affiliated with governments. We're not affiliated with any other corporation. Yes, we are affiliated. We have some friends in other intentional communities, other places. But we are not a business. We're not a corporation. We're not any of these things. We are a non-governmental organization. Well, not even an organization. We are just an intentional community. Okay, so that being said, this is what our intentional community, Peaceful Village, Raw Vegan Healing Community, is about. What else is there to talk about intentional communities? Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about the social aspect. Why really people get together? Is it just because they want like-minded people to come together? And the answer is, that's mainly the reason for this. People getting together because they're like-minded, they have some common goal. And that common goal can be one main reason, or two, or three. We have six, as you can read on the website. We'll write this, we'll see if we can write a description. I don't know how we're going to do this on the website yet, because we haven't actually, at this present moment when I'm recording this, we actually haven't created a page yet, creating a beautiful world on the website, and we're going to add all of these things as time goes on. So we may have a small description of what the podcast is about. But yeah, usually it's like-minded people coming together. They have some common goal or common goals and common mission and vision of why they're together. Some people just want to live, you know, in nature and grow their own food with their families. And that's good, you know. That's great. Now, just one other thing I want to mention about intentional communities is that some people feel that intentional communities mean that you have people living close together, that you have people sharing a space and everybody's together, and always you're going to see the same people and maybe some volunteers and guests, but you always see the same people in the same area. Sometimes they have community center or community house where everybody lives in, all the community members. And sometimes they have their own individual houses, usually right next to each other, depending on how large their lots are of land. So we have private homestead lots, and we don't know yet how big they will be, but they will be somewhere up to 1,000 square meters. So we have to see. These are going to be smaller lots because we don't have a lot of land. You know, at some point in the future, maybe people can get a little larger. But the thing is, we don't want any community member or anyone to have huge tracts of land. Here we have only about 22 hectares of land. And not everything can be cultivated. Not everything can be utilized. And so we want to keep a lot of native or a lot of forest for conservation. Especially the forests that are connected to rivers, like slopes that are connected to rivers, streams, or the road that we have here. So in many, many communities, buildings like individual homes are so close together. They're like right next to each other. So each plot of land is right next to each other. And in our community, we love our privacy. We love our oneness, our community. We love being together. We love doing things together. We love sharing. We love the community spirit, all those kind of thing. But we also love our privacy too. So when people go to their private homestead lots, they have their lot. It's big enough to grow some of their own food, but there's no one in between. So, yeah. And this community is going to be a bit smaller. It's not going to be big. Now, we don't know exactly how many private homestead lots we're going to have. I don't mean community members, I mean private homestead lots that we're going to have. But it seems that we are thinking between 10 and 15 private homestead lots, which could mean 10 to 15 community members or more, depending on if it's all individual people, all individual community members, then yeah. But eventually we wanna have kind of continue the legacy. We don't want this to stop. So we want people to continue, you know, having children and continue to procreate and to continue, you know, with future generations and so forth, and then new members coming in from outside at some points and so forth, because then, you know, eventually people leave and people, you know, and we're different too, because we don't another difference is that we trust one another. We're not here to like quit tomorrow or quit the next day. We're here to stay forever. Now, whatever problems there are, this is the kind of uniqueness of our community. Whatever problems we have, like legally, or we have, in fact, legally, we have nothing to do with that. We don't have anything to do with society. But the point is that if we have anything like a legal kind of battle environmentally, so for example, now we have a problem with the road here. We have a main, kind of a secondary road coming into our place, and they want to pave the road, and they want to kind of take pave right over and destroy a stream, a very valuable stream that nowhere in this area there's a stream like it. And it goes into, it's kind of a small creek, if that, and it goes into a bigger river. And they want to pave over everything. They want to put asphalt over everything. And we don't want that. Okay, so we're kind of in kind of a battle with the people, the government, with that, on that. And let's see how that goes. Yeah. If you want to know more about this updates and things like that and what's really going on in Peaceful Village, some news and articles and blogs. Hey, we just released actually, or just not released, but we just created a blog. We have a few blogs already, a few articles. You can check that out at peaceful-village.com/blog. So that is that. We have a lot of other exciting things coming to Peaceful Village website. But yeah, for the most part, going back to the intentional communities, we're not going to be putting the lots, the private homestead lots, next to each other. So yeah, so that's going to give a little bit more privacy. So people, yeah. Another thing that is a little different from us is that, yeah, we want nothing to do with society. We want to be completely independent in our own intentional community. And we want to eventually create more communities like this under the Peaceful Village name. It can be Peaceful Village Raw Vegan Healing Community. It can be Peaceful Village Vegan Community. It can be, but it's under Peaceful Village banner. It has to be a minimum standard. Our values, basically, but it has to be a minimum standard of veganism. But all the rest of an ethical veganism, of course. Which veganism is already ethical. So it's already talking, it's already is about ethics. But we are raw vegans here. But in the people's private spaces, they can... In the communal areas, they basically eat raw vegan. In their community, in their private spaces, they can eat anything that is vegan. So they can cook whatever they wish. We don't agree with cooking. We really would love people to be raw vegan. But we understand that people are on their journey and people are not completely there yet, completely raw. And so we don't want people to go to town and like probably contaminate themselves with who knows what, when, you know, cross contamination or anything like that. And it's not town, there's not, or city, there's not a vegan restaurant, so it's very difficult here. So this is the key. We also promote veganism, we promote anarchism, we promote our way of living. We have different events, or at least we're going to have different events, different big events, classes, yeah, festivals and so forth. So we're going to have all of these kinds of things. Also, conservation is very important, growing all of our own food, doing all of these kinds of things. So these are the reasons why Peaceful Village Raw Vegan Healing Community is unique. It's unique because we're going to have a healing center. Because we're going to have a healing center. And this healing center is going to be unique because it's a holistic healing. Holistic healing. It's unconventional holistic healing. And the thing is that we're not healing anyone. We're not doctors. We're not doctors. We're not here. We're not in the medical profession at all. This is nothing to do with medical profession. This has nothing to do with medicine. This has nothing to do... Yeah, sometimes we use the term natural medicine or plant medicine, but there's nothing to do with medicine. Nothing to do with pharmaceutical industry. Nothing to do with doctors and hospitals. This is a... So I'm just getting on the bus now. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Going to town, just doing a few things. Take it easy, folks. Thank you. It's Michael Anfield, Peaceful Village, peaceful-village.com. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.